Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Cybernetic Seduction. It's something that I just threw on you guys, and we have to kind of leave the air on, so if you're upset by the sound of the AC, I can't do anything about it. It's really fucking hot today, so I have to leave it on. Sorry about that, but there's nothing I can do. Alright, so this is a new game. Don't know that much about it. Let's see. Obviously, Season 2 is in production. I don't see anything special, like as far as... Let's just start. Again, you'll have to deal with the air conditioning. I'm at the location. No one's here. Guide me, Val. Val? I can't. The simulation's danger level went through the roof the moment you entered the hallway. The security system has been engaged. Mission failed. We can still do this. We've got enough time. What's wrong with you? The simulation has failed. It hasn't if we get what we came for. I just need a few minutes. We're so close. Please. You don't have enough time. Are you out of your mind? Just give me the goddamn room number. What's the matter with you? Don't you know the consequences? Don't you know what happens when we fail? How much time do you need, Nina? 2 minutes max. Easily doable. Fuck yeah. That's what I like to hear. Daniel, get ready. We got company. Is it him? Strap yourselves in. The executioner has arrived. Hmm? Where did you put it? Where is it? Come on, think. Found it. Val, ready to decode the file? Bring it on. Zine. Hector Zine. Co-creator of the AI running the simulations. Responsible for implementing the security system guarding the simulations. He's the one with the missing access codes. I'm sending the data to IGIS right now. We got ourselves a new mission, guys, and I'm ready like never before. And when exactly haven't you been ready? I'll treat that as a compliment. One more thing. Data's up. Now, evacuate. What's the extraction point? Leave the building and head into the alley across the street. Hurry! Nina, I can see you're still in the room. What the fuck are you doing? The executioner is approaching the elevator. Girls, we won't be able to hold him back for long. I can. Distract him, Liam. I've got a plan. Daniel, no! Fuck, man down. I repeat, man down. Ah! Yes, I've got it. Nina, what's with the delay? Did you find anything else? Oh, fuck no! It's so close, I can make it! Ah, Nina, I didn't see you there. Accidents do happen, even to the best of us. My leg wasn't an accident, and I need it fixed before the next deployment. Laser tricks, the AI calculating a couple of walking cycle corrections, and I should be good to go. No laser tricks and no calculations, we don't have time. We're sending Valerie and the rest of her team in 15 minutes, you included. Don't give me that bullshit, what's with the rush? We've been running simulations with out-of-control security systems for a decade. What difference does a day make? Tell me, Nina, what's the result of the uncontrollable system, A dead agent. Third this month, 5 years of experience out the window, and it's getting worse by the day. We don't have time to fix you up. Why are you here? Our previous mission turned out to be a success and a failure. We got what we went for, didn't we? That's all that matters, right? Complete the objective, no matter the cost. Cut to the chase. You got something for me? Information retrieved and decrypted, all in time. Hector Zine, co-creator of the AI, and a traitor. How sad. You had no idea that he coded the security system to keep you in check, did you? I read Valerie's report. No need to repeat. I already know everything. Dismantling the security system. Getting rid of the executioner, wouldn't that be convenient for you? For me? What about you? What about the other agents? No danger? No life-threatening situations? You can be whoever you want to be. A paradise with no consequences for your actions. Free reign! Miss Deloney, blessing us with such care for her dear agents. I'm touched. Well-treated agents doing their job flawlessly is a benefit for all parties. Win-win for everyone. If you'd ever let anyone, you'd know. Besides, properly motivated agents complete their assignments no matter the cost. Wouldn't you know something about that, Nina? What is this? Thought you already knew everything. You don't? It'd be a shame if you missed the most crucial part. What do you want? No need to repeat myself, right? The deal still stands. Daniel gave up his life for this. Betray me and you'll share his fate. About Hector Zine's treachery, I assume I'm sitting this one out? With no replacements available? Not a chance. So you expect me to pull off the riskiest heist we've ever attempted on crutches? That's new. Bold. And stupid. Don't be so dramatic. Not everything lays on your shoulders, Nina. Still, two specialized agents won't be enough. We need at least one more. And with no replacements available, see where I'm going with this? Ha! Progress, finally. I've got precisely the man for the job. I wouldn't say he's specialized or even an experienced agent, but he fits the role perfectly. Exactly someone we need. Aegis. See you soon. Try not to kill everyone. Enter your name. Hi there. Welcome to the Aegis Private Military Company. How can I help you? Kathy, come on, I work here. Oh, do you? Remind me your name. Grim. Don't take it personally. Oh, come on, I'm not very good with names. So I'd like that happy smile to return to your face. Thank you. Try to flirt or be polite. Let's see. Not very good with names, huh? As every assistant should be. What if I'm not just an assistant? It's your fault anyway. You didn't put enough effort into making me remember. I was sure you'd turn it around and blame it on me. Oh, I would turn around for you. Well, I'm still waiting. Too late now. Consider me educated and ready to make an effort. Too late now. Ugh, Dr. Kathy, you're lucky you're cute. How old are you anyway? 20? 23. Then there's more than a decade between us. You've got much to learn. Too much. Teach me then, mistress. Aha, you wish. Well, Agent Grimm does sound like I'm a bit older and more experienced than my age suggests, doesn't it? An agent? Really? Hey, what's with the doubts? A fully trained, highly competent Aegis agent? In training. So you're not an agent, trying to line the score points with women? It won't work, sweetheart. Damn, I was so close. That's not how you make a woman fall in love. Who said anything about love? Oh boy, you are trouble. Hey, Casanova, move it. I don't have all day. Dr. Kathy, anything else you'd like to add to the age difference? Funny. Before you make me forget my name, Casanova, you have a date. Who's the lucky girl? The lucky guy, rather. You are. You have an audience with the boss, Miss Deloney. Not many employees get that privilege. No way. Meet her? You never have? Nope. Not even at the job interview? Low blow. You interviewed me and made me believe you're the boss. I'm sure you remember that. Oops. So, don't try using your Playboy tricks with Miss Deloney. For your own good. Noted. Wish me luck. I doubt she'll let you speak at all. Casanova. Just in time. Not awkward or anything. Have a seat. And again, don't take it with you. Why is she whispering? I can barely hear her. Probably being boss 101, the fastest way to command respect. She might as well have set me up in the other room. How far into the training are you? 2 years, ma'am. Two more years to go. The first 2 years cover what? The basics like combat abilities, teamwork, and some of the social aspects. Social aspects, nicely put. Did you pass? Yes, ma'am. Obviously. Results? 83% score, ma'am. What haven't you learned yet? Simulation rules nor any psychological factors involved. Let's say you're about to retrieve valuable data from a female target. Okay. Correction, not just any female target, me. You're about to steal from me. How would you proceed with the extraction? I believe passion is the key to success. Ignite her senses and make her lose control. Make her forget about everyone else. Just me and her, lost in the moment. Use her and then steal. Or you in this particular case. Sorry, that sounds harsh. I see you've been paying attention to all the social aspects lessons. Any reasons for this approach? That's how I roll. Understandable. I broke your heart and I stole from you, used you, betrayed you. Any other agent from any corporation who tries the same approach with you will fail. You won't ever let your guard down. Deliberate and calculated. Impressive. What is your experience with women? Is that relevant? If it wasn't, why would I ask the question? I know my way around women. Do you now? Past experiences, future decisions. Does your childhood have any influence on the person you are now? I am who I am, thanks to or because of my parents and the environment I was raised in. Any mistake you make now can be traced back to those roots. I am also responsible for my own actions, no excuses. Reasonable and responsible. Good, you can relax now. Save an agent or complete the job. Why? If every agent abandoned their comrades in crisis, soon you'd have no agents left. I like the approach. Why do you think you got the rare opportunity to be introduced to the IGIS CEO? The ego on this woman. I've got a few ideas, one less probable than the other. Either I'm prematurely becoming an agent, or I get a special assignment. Both would be a dream come true. A little bit of both. You would take part in a secret operation. In short, enter the simulation with the rest of the team, pull off a robbery and retrieve what we need. The stakes are high, higher than ever before. We cannot afford a single fuck-up. No offense, but you just described every heist in the history of mankind. I mean, any more details? Who are we stealing from? What are we stealing? What's the modus? Since you're not connected to the AI yet, the briefing will have to happen the old-fashioned way. Orally. But not by me. The moment you enter the simulation, the brain of the operation will clue you in. New and going in completely blind? Risky. A new situation has forced us to take extraordinary measures and involve a partially trained agent. Thanks to that assignment, you'll skip the 2 years of training left. Grin. Focus. You'll get to work with the best of the best our corporation has to offer. Gain experience from working in the field, analyze subjects' behavior on the fly by actively participating and consciously alternating their views and alignments. Memorizing the books will teach you the craft of manipulation. Working with the best will let you master it. If you pull this heist off successfully, I will make you the primary Aegis agent. Alright. Think it over for a minute. Think how much there is to achieve. Think of all the benefits you get from becoming a fully fledged Aegis agent. It's a one in a million chance, never before given to a trainee. You're the best person we have for the job. Jesus, her being so close. Should I push my luck? Better not. I'm in. What happened if we said yes, though? I'm in. Good choice. When do I start? You start now. Head to the -3 level. Try not to get lost while waiting for my assistant. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Miss Deloney. I will not fail you. That's what I'm counting on. -3 level, huh? Feels like I'm entering a space station. Utterly different from the rest of the premises. I guess everything else is only a facade. The real shit is going down right here. On the lower levels. What to do now? Look around? No harm in looking around, right? That must be the supercomputer everyone keeps talking about. Impressive. No wonder Aegis annihilates the competition. They hide a massive advantage behind these doors. Hey, restricted area. Don't even think about going in. Ready for the send-off? You, a doctor? Dr. Kathy didn't ring a bell? You think I sit behind a desk and answer stupid questions all day? You wouldn't lie to me, would you? What? No way! Such an intelligent and witty woman, a mere secretary? That'd be outrageous. Yeah, keep digging yourself out of that hole. I'm glad you'll be my doctor. I feel safer already? Kissing my ass won't help either. Well, get in! Make yourself comfortable. You're going to spend a lot of time on that bed. But... no buts. Let me quickly do the info dump and send you off. But there is a but there. Trust me, talking about the simulators won't make it easier to comprehend. Some things you need to experience. You're the first agent to enter a simulation without being connected to the AI first. Congrats! Thanks, but what does it even mean? Did you fuck Miss Deloney? Oh, there's no need to be jealous. Of course I didn't. She cut my dick off for even thinking about it. Yeah, right. You wouldn't share that a big secret. Excuse me, you wouldn't share that big a secret either way, would you? No idea why they're sending you in without a proper connection. Not my decision, though. The process takes a few hours. It depends solely on the person's brain unless the AI has to factor in a disability or the like. Then it takes much longer. You'll be simultaneously in the sim while the AI will collect data directly from your brain. Sounds dangerous. Nothing risky or life-threatening. Unpleasant, most likely. Lags, occasional headaches, possibly even a loss of consciousness down below. And a perfectly safe data transfer up above. Standard procedure. At least the second part. Nothing risky, huh? Unless I faint in the middle of the street. Highly unlikely you'll be in action the first few weeks. That period is typically for settling in and recon. Weird. So how do I control my character? Any tips? WASDA? Arrow keys? Jesus, have mercy. There's no character to control. You are the character. Rather, you are the character. Everything will behave and feel the same as in the real world. The same goes for consequences. So I won't be a robot? You'll be you, maybe slightly tuned up. After a week or so, I'll bet you'll forget that real life even exists. That's how immersive the simulation is. Let's not waste any more time. Every minute counts. Every agent that will accompany you has already been sent. Each in a separate room, connected independently to the AI to avoid chain reactions. If something happens to any one of you, only the one is afflicted. Copy that. Whatever, what else? Oh, get naked. A send-off gift? I never say no to that tight ass. No need to be desperate for action. My guess is you'll be naked more often than not. I need your consent. Press your index finger here. What am I even signing? Consent about the data transfer. Also, I may have to perform routine procedures on you while you're unconscious. Painful ones? Depends. Everything to keep you in the best shape possible, Agent Grimm. All done, thank you. Agent status, almost ready for deployment. Wait, how do I find the other agents? You don't. They'll find you. Your heart is racing, shortness of breath. There's nothing to worry about. 90% of fully trained agents can't make it through the first 30 seconds. I'm sure you'll be different. What? Just joking. Higher blood pressure helps with sending you out, as well as some other things. I wish we'd had a moment for ourselves. Come on. Good luck. See you in a year. Finally. Is this it? It feels real. It sure looks real. Who do we have here? Hello, Mr. New Guy. I'm Liam. Grimm, nice to meet you. You're... out of the agents. Well, excuse me, one of the agents, yeah. Sup, dude? Ready to meet the rest of the crew? Oh, yeah. Dude, glad you're here at last. Being alone with Nina? No one deserves that punishment. Can't really say. I don't even know who Nina is. But something tells me I wouldn't mind her company at all. Aha, I sure hope so, given your profession. Finally, a guy I can talk to. Happy to be here to save you. Thanks, you should also be excited to be here. What I'd give to be in your shoes. How long have you been here? In this sim? A few days. What? How? Time dictation? Come again? Don't ask me, dude. I have no idea what that word even means. I heard it from Nina when I entered my sim ages ago. First sim. Seems like time passes much slower in the sim. Interesting. Anyway, I'm here to move stuff around and make the base more livable. Note to think about physics. Sure, understandable. Usually Nina helps. tries her best, but she's a cripple now, so there goes that. The wounded girl? I think I met her. Well, not met. I passed her 15 minutes ago at Miss Deloney's office just before deployment. If you saw a bitchy redhead, that's Nina. Huh, strange. Mention it to Val when you can. Val? Who's Val? The brain of the operation. The introductions may take a while. She's not technically present, but more on that later. You, my friend, have won a lottery ticket. That's the spirit. Dreams come true after all. I'm partnering up in the sim with one of the best. Wrong. The best of the best. You'll see, you're about to experience a new life, a better life. Something you haven't seen and won't ever experience in the real world. Learning all the tech stuff and rules from scratch can be tricky, but trust me, it's worth it. I sure hope so. Come on, let me introduce you to the rest of the squad. Hey, quick tip, don't annoy Nina, otherwise you'll be stuck in an endless loop of banter with no chance to escape. Here comes the long-awaited missing member of our team. I don't see any welcoming party. Are you sure those girls, Nina and Val, are real? Funny. Grim, Nina's feet. Nina's feet, Grim. Great to meet the rest of the squad. Her annoyance. I pissed her off. Hi there. Huh? Were you sleeping? Look at this place. Of all the things you could be doing, you chose to sleep. I didn't choose anything. I just fell asleep by accident. Oh, Grim. Pleasure. Yeah, I can see that. For whatever reason, I already feel she's not my fan. Try to be nice. What the hell is wrong with you? So old and still has zero manners. Some people just can't be taught anything. Whoa! Do I know you from somewhere? Highly unlikely, unless we count the brief grunts we had at the office. Huh. My advice? Better get used to her bitchiness. It's not going anywhere. Come, gotta get used to it. And how's it going for you? Still trying after decades? But you can't argue we make a great team. A bitch. And a dumb fuck. That's tricky. That's tricky. You're both. So I'm not sure where you're going with this. Ah, whoops. Sorry, guys. Damn. Let me fix this real fast. Here we are. I can't see him, you know. Hi, Grim. So good to finally meet you. I'm Val. Whoa, that's what I call a warm welcome. Part of my job is to make you feel at home. See, Nina, that's how you do it. Whatever. Let's get straight to business, shall we? I'm sure you got plenty of questions. Entering a simulation for the first time can be overwhelming, so we'll try to take it as slow as possible, without causing any delays to the mission. Embarrassing as it is, I don't even know why I'm here, what my role is. Ugh, time management by those in charge, typical. As for your cluelessness, everything will be divulged in time. How about we start with the assigned roles? Okay, I'm the brain of the operation. Anything computer-related, you head to me. While I'm not technically present, I'm always here to help. Any questions you might have, you head to me. Seems like you're pretty busy. She is. Unfortunately, the same can't be said about the other team member. Always complaining, cold, uncaring bitch. Nina's role in one sentence. Don't pay Liam any attention, and most of all, don't try to follow in his footsteps. Unless you too have a brain the size of a peanut. Then you're gonna make a great duo. Get used to it. These two argue all the time. Liam likes to live on the dangerous and irresponsible side. Since he's already mastered it, I'm not worried about it. I'm more concerned about you acting like him, or worse, heed his advice. If you really decide to be like Liam, at least do it cautiously. Not when it comes to girls, though, because you're going to end up a 40-year-old virgin, too. Ugh, that's not true. Just ignore them, Liam, as you can probably see. He deals with anything related to action. St- stealing, impersonating, scamming, and stealth missions belong to Nina. Well, she's more like an all-rounder given the experience she has. So Nina, you kick ass too? I sure do. I'd kick Liam's ass. You don't have a leg. Keep dreaming. Besides, we won't find out. I don't fight women. Oh right, my apologies, Sir Liam the Noble. Grim, you there? So you got the brain, muscles, arms and legs, so to speak. One leg. To me, it seems like you've got the team already set up. Do we, Val? Aren't we missing one more piece? The most crucial part without which the evolution of mankind would not have been possible. You're the cock. I'm a fucking cock. That was supposed to be my role. I was so close to getting it. Don't worry, Liam. You'll still get your chance.
One day.
Thanks? Just kidding. Even if you're the last person... Even if you're the last person on Earth, I just still wouldn't have taken you. The one screwing you do... Excuse me. The only screwing you do is the one loose... Damn, hold on. This is a good one. The only screwing you do is the loose one in your brain. Ha ha ha, I have a new role for you. Instead of being the arms and the legs, be a cunt, much more fitting. Good one. Cock and cunt fit quite well together, just say. I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that. He's right, you know. They don't seem to like each other very much. They do, they just have a different way of showing it. Well, start worrying when they stop going at each other's throats. That's when you know their friendship hangs by a thread. Friendship, huh? Back to the rules. Try not to learn everything at once. We've got a whole year, so don't stress too much about catching up. How long is that in the real world? 12 hours, more or less. Did Dr. Kathy tell you about the data transfer sickness?
Mm-hmm.
Feel anything yet? Only confusion, but I don't think that's related. It's been a while since I trained a new agent, not to mention a trainee. We've been working in a fully developed team for years. It sounds like it's been a very long time.
It has.
We're talking decades of experience. Sorry, had to stretch. I've pondered over how to make the simulation intro easier for you. How to make it more newbie friendly. Let's imagine you're moving to an entirely new city with, friends. Try to make yourself comfortable with the place. The warehouse isn't exactly a 5-star hotel, but it should do the job. Hang on, I'm almost fully immersed! Are you done already? Just a second.
Yep.
Continue, please. Make this your living space. Get to know your joint tenants better. It's vital that we feel comfortable and trust each other. Sort of like a family. Yeah, family is all that matters. I heard that in a movie ages ago. I can't even recall the title. I have not watched any of those movies. I'll try to make a point of that. Ah, good old times. Family, landladies, and roommates. How I miss those days. Man. Full of gas today. What the fuck are you even talking about? Come on, I can't be the only one standing on the battlefield. Grim, help me out here. Never heard of landladies and roommates. See, Liam, you're on your own, pervert. Hold on, be on Liam's side. That's fine. See, Liam, you're on your own, pervert. But I'm here to learn, am I not? Careful, Grim, that's how you become a 40-year-old virgin. I'm not 40. So you are a virgin. If you're looking for guidance, I'm sure Liam would be the first one to step up. He loves living on the edge and dragging everyone with him. Thanks for all the warnings, I'll keep them in mind. So what now? Get comfortable with the new place. Morph dose for everyone. What again? Sorry, Grim, nothing for you yet. We still have to wait to the end of the data transfer. We'll install an implant in your arm, and only then will you be able to use the drug. I don't even know what it does. No lags, no disconnects, connection to the AI, reports, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that I know. I just thought there was more. You're omitting the crucial part. Stats increase. Increase? I don't need any dick enlargement pills. I'm already well provided. Thanks. An increase doesn't mean an enlargement. Extra stamina, extra fucking power to completely destroy the female target. MILFs especially. It won't hurt if you want to rock their world. You, Nina, are you flirting with him? What? No! I'm just explaining things. Depending on your role, the morph affects different attributes. In short, if you're a cock, you'll get the stamina or power boost. Muscles get extra strength and so on. That's why it's necessary for the data transfer to complete before you get your dose. The system needs to update your role to character type and based on those the correct dosage. Yeah, awesome. Can we stop explaining everything and do something? It's me again. Good thing you asked. I'll take you on a small tour, shall we? Let's. Okay. Right before we leave, we'll understand the mission. Hector Zine, the main target of our mission. Creator of the AI, and as it turns out, a traitor. He installed the security system preventing Aegis and its agents from exploiting the supercomputer. Without his access codes, the engineer at Aegis failed to hack the AI and remove the system. That's where we come in. Get close to Zine, infiltrate his family and his inner circle. Blend in, recon, and find out how his legal business works. Check for any illegal activities, everything. We want to be involved in everything he does. Become the most trusted and reliable person for Zine. Why? Can't we just steal those codes? Stealing access codes isn't a simple task. None of our missions follow the standard pattern of search, steal, and deliver. Thanks to the fucked up security system, we're going in completely blind. First things first, before we focus on the vault containing these access codes, we need the key fragments. Key fragments allow us to penetrate, the said vault. Penetration? Then you can count on me. Two or three mini heists to get the keys without raising Zine's suspicion that we're grabbing them to connect together, and then we can perform the final heist. Actuate the robberies, use the connected key fragments to enter the vault, steal the access codes, game over. One step back, Val. Who has those key fragments? How many of them are there? Where are they? How are they guarded? Whoa, that's a lot of questions. We have no clue. We know from experience that each fragment revolves around the target's family or inner circle. That's why we have to get close to them. We have to know them better than they know themselves. Intimately. Your job, Grim, involves Zine's family and his female associates more than the old man himself. Wife, daughters, if any. Any sexy female targets on the horizon, you're in. Don't get too excited. Zine's 85-year-old mama counts as well. Nina, stop. Don't listen to Nina. 100% of the time, cocks deal with hotties. Guaranteed. So my job is to make them crazy about you. Make them fall for you. Desire you. Trust you. Be their knight in shining armor. Or the best fuck they ever got. Your choice, my friend. Or a mixture of both. Whatever you feel works best for each target. In any case, you are the solution to their problems. Find the key fragments, access the vault, and steal the codes. Got it? Quick and simple summarization. You forgot fucking every little hottie around. Hold on. I told you, Grim, you're about to experience a completely new life. A much better life. Maybe. Always lifting the spirits, Nina. Either way, I'm pumped. Where do we begin? Let's start with basic tests. Usually for the first mission, I'd send you with Nina, but since she's legless, I'm forced to involve Liam. Okay, listen, rule number one, no idea. I was talking to Liam. Fun above everything else. I'm serious. Fine, avoid the cops. And for good reason, be careful. Watch out for him, okay? I want your word. I promise, can we go already? Don't fuck this up. One last thing. Okay, yeah. I want to decide for each individual minigame because we don't want any really effed up stuff that takes us forever to do. You guys don't like looking at it either. You're actually a pretty normal guy. Surprised? Speaking from experience, cocks tend to be dicks. But not you. You're a Liam's patented test proved. What test? What test? I purposely was over emotional when we first met to test your reaction. You didn't punch me. Simple. I don't quite follow, but there's no fucking way I'd punch you. Regardless of me being a dick or not, no sane person would. Huh, never thought of that. Has anyone failed your test before? Yeah, died before you, Daniel. My test worked. I knew from the start he was a dick, and guess what? He was. What happened to him? Dead. What? Oh, come on. What the fuck? I didn't kill him. The executioner himself got him. I have to improve that test. No reason to. I'll stay on the team until the very end. That's the spirit. And who's this executioner? Security system itself, or as Val calls it, Personified Security System. He's the reason we have to avoid the cops at all costs. You never know who's the standard officer and who's the executioner. Executioner, that's his name? Weird, even for a cop. Nah, agent lost him with the Bureau of Investigation. Jesus, so the executioner sees an agent and starts shooting just like that? Yeah, fucked up, I know. A fucked up guy with a fitting nickname. He's not a guy. A girl? See, thinking with your cock already, you'll do well in your profession. And no, neither a guy nor a girl. A computer program. Bing! Would you fuck it if it was a hot girl? Pussy is pussy. Wiser words have never been said. I know I'm hyping you up too much. But you were born for this role. How long have you been doing this? Very long. Started at the same time as Val, 40 years ago, more or less. No way, you're like in your 30s. Time dilation, remember? 40 different missions, 40 years of experience. Ah, now I understand where the job application requirements joke came from. 40 years of experience at 30. Nice. It's not even the best part. Val and I are nothing compared to Grandma Nina, the first agent to ever enter a simulation. She's like 150 or something. Great, great Grandma Nina. That's so cool. I'm so gonna tell her. Please don't. It's enough that she doesn't like me already. That sounds like the beginning of a love story, not the ending of one. Besides, it's not that she doesn't like you. Nina's just going through some rough patches at the moment. Get used to her being like that, and you'll see her softer side at some point in the distant future. Noted. Anyway, it's not like she's really 150. She's 30 and 150 at the same time. I don't know how to explain it. 150-year-old trapped in a 30-year-old body, or the other way around. Yeah, yeah, that. Enough of the questions. Let's find something to steal. All right, guys. So this is where we're going to leave it off for now. We will see you back here with more cybernetic seduction. I quite enjoyed it. I'm a little bit gassy, as you guys may have noticed. I can't do much about that. I had a really heavy Mexican dish that was amazing, by the way. But now I've got to head to the bathroom, and when I come back, I will probably do some more because I've got more of these I want to do tonight. So at any rate, we'll be back here in just a little bit, and if you guys like cybernetic seduction, and yeah, I have to leave the AC on, I'm sorry about that. But if you guys like it, let me know, and we'll do some more. And of course, I'll try to jumble where I don't have to do the AC all the time. But I'm not fucking gonna melt in here. I'm sorry. All right, I'm out.